This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, many economists are talking about an impending debt crisis, but they also feel it is hard to get our attention since the U.S. has been in debt for years. But what is on the horizon is unprecedented. If you look at total public and private debt, it is at 370% of GDP. Economic research concludes that when the debt load exceeds 300%, problems begin to develop in the economy. We may not have a crash, although some are predicting that, but we will certainly see a reduction in economic growth and less investment in infrastructure and the society. Most of us are aware of the fact that the government debt is nearly $31 trillion. But the more important figure is that government debt to GDP is 121%. This is the highest it's ever been in U.S. history. Politicians are facing a choice about our economic future. The U.S. currently collects about $4.6 trillion in tax revenues, but if you total up the largest budget item payments, entitlements, military spending, and interest, most of those actually are mandatory and exceed $3.8 trillion. To make matters worse, most of those items will increase. Entitlements are increasing because most Americans are retiring. Interest payments are increasing because interest rates are increasing and because the government spends more than it takes in. And the debt spiral is increasing organically. At this point, there are few options. Austerity is an option that will never be considered. The few political leaders in the past who called for a balanced budget aren't there now. That's how we as voters reward people calling for fiscal responsibility. The only way left to deal with the debt spiral is to print more money. The Fed may not want to do this, but I don't see any other option left. This is what happens when you have more expenses than you have revenue. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Socialism, go to viewpoints.info/socialism. That's viewpoints.info/socialism.